That they know. Do you know that's one of the addictions of American population is celebrity addiction? They're addicted to it. They want to know every little thing about them and everything they do.
And I will agree with you that people will come out of the woodwork.
Try to bring everybody down.
To try to get money out of a rich, famous person.
There you go.
But
that's Dr. Conrad.
There's some things we do know. And we do know that he had little boys spend the night.
He liked children.
Okay.
That's what we know. And he did have children over. Slumber party. Well, he was kind of a Peter Pan kind of guy. Come on. You know, there's more details than that.
Now you're going to ruin Peter Pan for me.
Well, they have certainly ruined it for me. I would never have a bunch of children over to my house to spend the night because of
that. Well, I hope not.
But it would be fun.
I'll be right there at the trial testifying. You know, Jay, I always thought there was something weird about her.
I heard her say that one day on Broadview. No, I don't know. And I don't want to be the judge. I don't want to be the judge of anybody because, you know, things happen. But I know Michael Jackson was an eccentric. He never had a real good childhood. I mean, he didn't have a childhood. He was a superstar, super rich, everybody expected a lot of things of him, just like Elvis. He had to stay up. He had to be ready to do the shows. You know, I mean, it's just crazy to even, I mean, children want more than anything now. They took a survey and 42% of all children they surveyed from the sixth grade on up, what they want is to be famous. They want fame. And you see what comes along fame.
I'm still in shock about the fact that now they're surveying children. How do they even do that?
Oh, heck, yeah. They ask them. They go to the school.
They call the house, and when the mom answers, can I talk to your 10-year-old?
No, that doesn't happen
how
in
do
this
you survey?
Day and age. Schools. You take it in schools
I
when
found
they're having...
your son's name on the internet. I would like to talk to him for a minute. How do you do this?
We've heard all that before. No, they go to schools and career days. And, you know, when I was young, they had career days, and they took us on field trips and stuff. That's not even safe anymore. You don't even know who's taking you. That doesn't happen anymore. But they can survey children. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be famous.
They go into schools probably. Right?
I want to be famous. I want to be famous. That's what I said. They go to schools.
They're not saying they want to be firemen anymore?
No, they don't want to be firemen. Because firemen, it's a tough job. They want to be famous.
Oh, firemen, I just thought was perennially popular among
kids. It used to be. It used to be. So did policemen. Yeah. Who would want to be a cop? You know? Yeah, not good anymore.
That's a tough job.
All right, so
it's
that's
like
it.
Everybody
we'll see.
Hates you.
Yeah, I know it.
I don't know how they do it.
Crazy. Or they try to bribe you. One or the other. So we'll see what happens. They are pushing for Tuesday to have closing arguments on the Michael Jackson, Dr. Conrad Murray. He's out for the money. I'm sure he liked Michael. I mean, I would think so. But the money.
So what's he look like? You know, since I don't follow it, I don't watch this. The
what's he look like?
The doctor himself.
Meaning?
Is he old? Is he young? Is he tall? Does he look like a loser?
No, he doesn't look like a loser. He looks very intelligent.
I mean, I heard...
Looks like a professor.
I heard that somebody testified that he was one of the greatest, most caring men he'd ever met.
Well, and you know what? We could maybe not have all the evidence that we need. I mean, things might have just gone wrong, him trying to help someone. I don't know. How can you ever know? Yeah. It's all hearsay. Hmm. There he is right there. You see him? Oh, it's on my screen. Come here. Come around here. Here he is. He's looking a little suspicious right there, looking a little afraid.
He's a young guy.
Well, he's not young, but he's not an old guy.
Come on.
But he's been a doctor.
Compared to us, he's young.
You didn't have to say that, JP. But yeah, doctor for a long time. A lot of people really love him, and you just don't know what could have happened. But that's for the jury to decide, right? Not for us. Okay, so now, finally, before we get, here? Okay, all right. We have Gary Rock's people coming up. They're having a big benefit for him, so we're going to talk about that. But here's something really interesting. The TSA, a new story
you
in the
were
news.
Telling me about
the
that.
TSA baggage screener found vibrator in the bag, left a note saying, "Get your freak on, girl." Passenger tweeted a bigger conversation about privacy rights. That's what she was tweeting. TSA says it has zero tolerance of inappropriate behavior. So they initiate removal process of the baggage screener.
Okay, when I first saw that story, I assumed it was a male baggage screener.
You did, and I said to myself, why do you assume it was you?
Doesn't
really
that
think?
Does sound like a man? Like he found a vibrator in
no,
a woman's luggage and
you
he's making
actually,
a joke?
That would be pretty iffy. Now, that would be a real stupid man.
But it was
but
a woman.
But a woman
you
thought,
me, yeah.
Yeah, a woman. It was a woman. And she just thought it would be like, go, girl.
Yeah.
Go on, girl.
Encouragement, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And actually,
get in there and fight.
And actually, the woman whose baggage, who found it in her baggage, laughed. It made her laugh. And that's why she really tweeted about it. Although it did concern her, the privacy thing. But she thought, that's kind of cool. I see Sean's getting his mouth flapping. He's got his mouth. What's going on, Sean?
No, I too thought it was a guy at first. I mean, that's, I guess that's a natural instinct too, is when you see that, you think it's a guy.
Do you really think a man would put that? I mean, he's really risking everything doing that.
Who is more inappropriate more often, men or women?
Who would hang higher?
That's true.
Who would hang higher for that?
Well, people have been known to be stupid now and then. So
I guess if a guy wrote the note, he'd have put his phone number on after.
Exactly.
Get your freak on, girl. Call me at...
Or he'd say, I got something better for you to use. Call me when you get home. Yep, so she's going to be dismissed from the Transportation Security Administration. They have already began the action. She's a federal employee, you know. She's entitled to due process, protected by the Privacy Act, the girl riding on the airplane wasn't.
What's going to be her defense?
I was kidding. Gone, girl. You know. Yeah. So that's pretty... It's pretty crazy. And, you know, they randomly select, so nobody really knew.
Hopefully
but she
cleaned that vibrator
really
well.
Oh, just stop it. Don't go any further with that
titillating
story.
Don't make me push the button here, JP.
So, how about that, huh? TSA, huh? Go on, girl. Get your freak on, girl. Get your freak on.
Can we talk about the snowstorm now?
Wiggy Willy Automatic Waggler. Snowstorm.
Come on.
Oh, you want to put a damper on her. Yes.
It's snowing all over the East.
I love it.
The earliest snow since the Civil War.
Well, so?
Take your global warming theory and...
Stuff it.
Stuff it.
It is, huh? And flooding in Taiwan. I said we got to talk about that if we're going to talk about snowstorms. Taiwan, Bangkok is flooding out.
Yeah, I saw pictures of them rowing down the street.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's always their favorite photos, right? When they have a flood, they have show people rowing down Main Street.
Mm-hmm. In little boats and stuff. Gosh, how many people have evacuated? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. But,
hundreds of thousands? Do you know?
Southeast Asia, that's flooding is like normal, right? The whole area.
Obviously not. I mean, I've never heard Bangkok that they were leaving. I mean, One Night in Bangkok, the song, you know, it's a great thing. One night in Bangkok, you're a drowned rat. Not good. Boy, there's so many things going on. I mean, maybe it is global warming.
So you were looking for it. Oh, that's not a Nevada story. Shoot, that isn't. I'm sorry.
There's what?
They're dismantling the last of our big nuclear bombs. But
okay.
It's not Nevada. It's happening in Texas.
Well, we can talk about it now. Yeah. Then. I'm going to do some Nevada news at the end of the
This is an example of conservative commentators going... Nutso.
Is this a nuclear bomb?
Because Sean Hannity was on the air complaining about Obama dismantling the big bomb and leaving us defenseless. This is not that
at
all.
What big bomb?
We used to have these gigantic nuclear bombs that they're like a, what does it say?
Have they ever used one?
They're like 100 times bigger than the bomb.
Hundreds of times stronger than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima
and Nagasaki. So Sean Hannity tried to make that sound like this is Obama's fault, we're disarming. Well, this is a bomb they've been dismantling since like the 80s.
What are they going to do with it?
It's outmoded. We don't need these gigantic nuclear bombs.
Where are they taking
it?
That's what I want to know.
And this is the last one, so it's just like
Where are they taking it?
They have it down in Texas.
Okay.
They're going to take it into pieces, and the pieces will go in different directions to be disposed of because a lot of them are contaminated.
Yeah, nucleus.
Yeah.
I mean, nuclear, that tells me it's hot.
Whatever's in the middle, which, you know, I'm not technical enough to know whether it's plutonium or uranium.
Did they ever use any of these bombs?
No.
None. This is the Cold War.
And they're outmoded. They're the size of a minivan. And they weigh a whole lot, and it's hard to get them onto a plane and then get them back off the plane. And we don't need these anymore.
What was Hannity's problem
with
that?
This is not an issue with Obama. This is something we've been doing for decades.
Does he want to put it in the War Museum or something?
I don't know what Hannity wants. I think he just misread the story, or his staff misread the story.
Oh, well, that's happened to me
before.
Thought
it was another opportunity to pick on our president.
Oh, poor guy.
He has enough things to pick on him about.
Well, lots going on, I've noticed, with this president. Are we just hearing more of what's going on?
I think we're hearing more.
Is that what it is?
Also, he's doing a lot of stuff.
Whoa.
But this isn't one of them. Nothing wrong with taking apart that bomb.
No, get rid of that thing. Just would like to know where they're going to put it and what's in it. It's kind of crazy. Maybe I don't want to know.
Yucca Mountain.
Yucca Mountain. All right, we're going to be right back. Rachel?
Heather,
yes, Heather's here. Heather, I knew I recognized you. Is this Rachel or Heather? She's going to tell us about the big benefit coming up for Gary Rocks. It's to help cancer. So I'm looking forward to this. Another one of the Great Basin Brewing Company's good deeds. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on Broadview.
The Buzz.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. That's 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
At Wells Fargo, we're with you when your business needs financial guidance. We've been helping business customers for over 159 years. In fact,